Blog Talk Radio.
That is right. You know what that music means. It's time for GTE Radio 193.5, the show about all the latest and greatest things happening right here at GTE Financial. And there is always lots of stuff happening. If you're one of the more than 36,000 people that like us on Facebook, all you got to do is tune into our Facebook feed and you'll see that there is always something great going on. As we head into Thanksgiving week and the Christmas season, GTE Financial, we are so thankful for our members. We're thankful for the opportunity to serve our members, and we're ready. We're ready for that big season. For the folks that work at GTE Financial, I would say this is what we would call in musical vernacular. We're about to have a big time signature change. The tempo, which is always pretty fast at GTE, is going to increase even more this Thanksgiving, with people traveling and people getting ready for that Christmas and the holiday season and all the stuff that goes on with it. That tempo increases, and as we have more people using more and more of our products and services, the folks that work in the contact center and in the community financial centers, we all have to be ready, because that change in tempo is going to require all of us being ready at the same time. That's what makes a great live performance a great live performance. Everybody in harmony, everybody in unison, focused on our audience, the member owners of GTE Financial. And it is always an exciting time of the year. And GTE is ready. And what is so cool about GTE Financial, it's not just that they're ready this year, as they have been in every year past that I've been working with the credit union. We continue to improve. We continue to look for ways to improve our mobile app, our online services, just continue to look at ways to improve the brand that is GTE Financial. And, you know, I got to think, in some ways, the community is thankful for GTE Financial. You probably noticed in the Tampa Bay Business Journal that we are one of the finalists that have been selected for the corporate philanthropy award. And like I said, just scroll through the Facebook feed, and it seems like every single day, literally every single day, GTE Financial is out there doing something to add value to the community. I know I'm thankful for the opportunity to have been doing the podcast for 3 years. It's been easily the best professional experience with me inside the credit union marketplace. I can't even think of another one that's even remotely close. And so I'm certainly thankful this year for the great 3 years that I've spent doing the podcast at GTE Financial. As we bring the show to an end in December, we're scheduled to have our last show with the new CEO, and we're looking forward to that. And not really that new anymore, but we're looking forward to talking to him in December. And I got to tell you, one of the great pictures I saw on the GTE Facebook feed, which just sort of fired my imagination that we're getting into that Christmas season, was the tree lighting. And I'm telling you, I had my 16-year-old looking over my shoulder while I was doing it. He goes, "Wow, where did they get those necklaces? Those GTE light up Christmas tree necklaces. Boy, we could have ordered about a million of those, because I think those would be the hottest items out there." This great, great, awesome swag. That's what we used to call that stuff when we'd see it at conferences, swag, stuff we all get. But not everybody got one. I saw some people on Facebook that really wanted one, but they gave them all out. Those are going to be hot items. You'll probably be seeing those all over the greater Tampa Bay and the areas that we serve. So if you're traveling next week, be safe. If you're traveling and you're a GTE member, remember, we're here. If you have any issues and you're on the road, give us a call. Go online. Obviously, the corporate headquarters and the community financial centers will be closed on Thanksgiving Day, but you can always get a hold of our contact center, our member care. And just want to wish you all a very, very happy and prosperous Thanksgiving. And I hope you have a great time with friends and family and loved ones. And just remember, it's a great thing to be a part of a great brand that is consistently recognized as being such an integral part in our community, both for what we do in a transactional capacity and what we really do, I think maybe better than any other credit union in the country, just a consistent culture of giving back. When we prosper, we turn that right around and return it to the community that has allowed us to prosper and helped us prosper. And that's great. And you know, and I say it every week, you know how we do it as employees. We do it by being the people we were in the interview. Let's drive our competitors crazy and let's be in business forever. My name is Jason Dias. Until next we speak, I'll talk to all of you next week. Bye.